cantando acerca del Señor.
And I think when people go through a deliverance,
y cuando la gente pasa por la liberación,
it just changes them.
Les cambia.
I mean, their whole concept and everything is just different.
Todo su concepto es diferente.
And they see the Lord differently.
Y ven al Señor diferente.
You know, and deliverance comes in a lot of different ways.
Y la liberación viene de diferentes maneras.
I was talking with someone just this morning about some deliverance from financial problems.
Estaba hablando con alguien esta mañana de la liberación de problemas financieros.
And you can just see the change.
Y se nota el cambio.
And you can hear it as they say, "Man, the Lord is so good."
Y se oye como hablan.
It's like they went from one salary to double like that.
Que es como salieron de un salario a doble así.
And it's like, as I was talking to them, they weren't singing, but it was in a sense they were singing.
Y cuando él estaba hablando, como que no lo estaba viendo, pero sí lo estaba viendo.
And I could hear it.
Y yo lo podía oír.
The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my deliverance.
Y el Señor es mi salvación.
And they were telling me they had begun to tithe.
Me dijeron cómo empezaron a diezmar.
Within a short time, boom, everything changed.
Y entró un corto plazo, boom, todo se cambió.
And I almost doubled the income.
Y su entrada casi.
That's when you can sing, amen.
Doble.
And it just really thrills me to see that happen with our people.
Y me emociona ver cosas así pasar con nuestro pueblo.
And so when you experience a deliverance in any area of your life,
pues cuando se experimenta la liberación en cualquier área de su vida,
they've been in captivity all these years.
Estos han estado en cautividad todos estos años.
And God delivers them.
Y Dios los liberó.
And they said, I'm gonna sing to the Lord. He's my strength.
Y dijeron, voy a cantar al
Señor. The last part of verse 2. This is my God.
Yo, este es mi Dios.
And I will praise him.
Y lo alabaré.
So it's a matter of getting to know the Lord.
Se trata de conocer al Señor.
And sometimes if you don't go through a deliverance or if you don't go through a healing, you don't really experience who the Lord is sometimes.
Y a veces si uno no pasa por la liberación o la sanidad, uno no experimenta quién es Dios de verdad.
And it's like you know about him.
Es como que conoce acerca de él.
He takes you through something.
Pero cuando él te lleva por algo.
Then you say, "This is my God."
Entonces uno dice, "Este es mi Dios."
I will praise him.
Yo lo alabaré.
We had a woman that we had prayed for in Durango.
Había una mujer en Durango por quien oramos.
And we ran into a lot of witchcraft there.
Y nos encontramos con mucha brujería.
And the witchcraft, you know, when I try to talk about it here, people don't quite get the idea of witchcraft, what it really is.
Cuando hablo de la brujería aquí, como que la gente no entiende de verdad qué es.
You know, it's not some little old lady with a crooked nose riding on a little broom.
You know, no es una viejita con una nariz así.
With a Halloween hat on, you know, with a black cat running around.
Con el gorro negro y con la escoba.
It's a lot different than that when you go into that real arena.
Es muy distinto cuando uno va por ahí de verdad.
So we ran into a lot of witchcraft practices up there.
Y encontramos muchas prácticas de brujería.
And even with teenagers.
Hasta con los jóvenes.
And so this one particular woman, I think it was the second night we were there.
Y esta señora en la segunda noche que estuvimos ahí.
And I think Kitty was praying for her.
Kitty estaba orando por ella.
The demons kind of started acting up a little bit, and
y
so
demonios
I went over there to help her out a little bit.
A borotar, y pues fui a ayudar.
The demons had blinded this woman in one eye.
Y los demonios le cegaron a la mujer en un ojo.
Completely blind.
Estaba totalmente ciega de un
and
ojo.
She was supposed to go for surgery.
Y estaba supuesta ir para una cirugía.
But she said, "No, I'm going to wait."
Pero ella dijo, "No, voy a esperar."
You know, she said, "You know, the people from Dallas are coming, and I'm waiting."
Y ella dijo, la gente de Dallas viene, y pues yo voy a esperar.
She was supposed to go on that Monday.
Estaba supuesta ir ese lunes.
So we ended up praying for her.
Pues oramos por ella.
And the of course the demons picked her up out of the chair, and it got pretty interesting.
Lo sacaron de la silla.
We began to pray.
Y pues empezamos a orar.
Finally got the demons out.
Y sacamos los demonios.
We prayed over the eye.
Y oramos por el ojo.
And her eye began to open.
Y se empezó a abrir su ojo.
Before we left, she had better than 50% vision in the eye. It was totally no vision at all before.
Okay, antes de nosotros orar no tenía nada de visión y después tenía como 50%.
I said, and put our hand over our eyes. Can you see?
Y puse mi
this
mano
was like
sobre
a day or two later. They fed us dinner a couple of days later.
Yo, y, unos días después nos mandaron una cena.
And I said, can you see?
Y le, y pregunté, ¿puedes ver?
And she said, yeah, I can see your green eyes.
Y me dijo, sí, puedo ver tus ojos verdes.
And Kitty said, I thought they were blue.
Y Kitty dijo, yo creo que eran azules.
And she said, no, I can see your green eyes.
No, yo puedo ver sus ojos verdes.
And her face looked totally different, right, Oscar?
Y su cara parecía
and
totalmente
I think
diferente.
She told Oscar that a bunch of people looked at her and said, what happened to you?
Y le dijo a Oscar que muchos que la miraban dijeron, pero ¿qué te
you
pasó?
You look totally different.
Te ves totalmente diferente.
And so that's what happens.
Y eso es lo que
when
pasa.
When God is your deliverer,
cuando Dios es tu libertador,
then you're different and you start saying, this is my God.
Tú cambias, puedes decir, este es mi Dios.
And she wasn't a real happy person when we started praying for her.
Yo, y antes she, ella no era una persona
she,
muy contenta.
She had a kind of an attitude and everything.
Tenía mala actitud
but
y todo.
Afterwards, totally changed.
Pero después, totalmente cambiada.
And they want us to come back. They're going to cook for us the next time we come back.
Y quieren que regresemos, van a cocinar
that's
por
one
nosotros.
Thing about getting people delivered. You get good meals.
Esa es una cosa de la liberación, te dan buena comida.
I mean, you get to eat like a king.
Uno puede comer como rey.
Man, we pray people get delivered, they invite us over for dinner.
Oramos y la gente se libera y nos dan de comer.
We had some good food, didn't we?
Yo, comimos muy bien.
They had this adobe oven outside.
Tenían un horno de adobe allá afuera.
And, they cooked these gorditas.
E hicieron gorditas.
And put them in this oven, this big oven, looked like a big pizza oven.
Lo pusieron en el gran horno.
And cooked all that food.
Y cocinaron todo.
And Oscar ate 10 gorditas.
Y Oscar se comió 10 gorditas.
I was counting them.
Yo estaba contando.
No, not really.
No, no es cierto.
More like 15, wasn't it?
Era como 15.
That's why Oscar loves to go to Durango. He gets
por eso a Oscar le encanta ir a Durango.
So, hello, Alondra. We got to see your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and
pudimos ver a los
the
tíos
whole family up there.
Y todos los familiares de Alondra allá.
And we ate dinner with them Friday.
Y cenamos con ellos el viernes.
Your aunt, Anna?
Con la tía Ana.
Anna, and she cooked salmon.
Yo, ella cocinó salmón.
And pizza.
Y pizza.
And cake.
Y,
you know
y
the
pastel.
Flan cake?
Oh. Pastel de flan.
Chocolate flan cake.
Flan de chocolate.
Oh, I said they're going to have this at the marriage supper of the lamb.
Que van a tener eso en la cena del cordero.
Anybody ever had chocolate flan cake? Do you know what
que
I'm
si
talking
alguien
about?
Ha tenido flan
if you're
de
from
chocolate.
Mexico, probably you know. Oh my goodness, is that stuff good? It's got flan on top and chocolate on the bottom.
Sí, tiene flan arriba y chocolate
you can
abajo.
Make it? I'm going to put an order in.
Because that hace is un pedido de
oh
un pastel
my goodness,
de con
that
chocolate.
Is best stuff, isn't it?
Eso es la cosa mejor que hay.
Mm. I love that. So anyway, so he says, this is my God, verse 2.
Dice, este es mi Dios.
This is my God.
Este es mi
this
Dios.
Is who he is.
Este es quien es él.
And so, you know, you need to go through some healing and deliverance.
Tiene que pasar por sanidad y liberación.
Where you can say, this is my God.
Antes que pueda decir, este
I
es mi Dios.
I know who he is now.
Yo sé quién es él ahora.
And, boy, and when that happens,
y cuando eso pasa,
boy, everything changes.
Todo cambia.
I get amazed when we go out on these trips.
Me asombro cuando vamos en estos viajes.
And I always say, you know, it's hard for me to explain it to someone that's never gone.
Y digo que es difícil explicarlo a alguien que nunca ha ido.
We were praying the last night. I was praying for this woman.
Estaba yo orando por una señora la última noche.
And she had this man beside her.
Y tenía un hombre al lado de ella.
And she came to, I think, every meeting.
Y ella vino a cada reunión.
And she brought this little boy came.
Y llegó con este niñito.
11 years old.
Ah, pues un muchacho de 11 a 13 años.
Yeah. And the first meeting we had, I did deliverance sessions in the morning and preached in the churches at night or in the plaza at night.
Y el primer día hice la enseñanza de liberación en el día y prediqué en la plaza en
and
la
this
noche.
Little kid comes
y este muchacho viene en la mañana.
He's supposed to be at school.
Está supuesto estar en las
and
clases.
He skipped school to come to the meeting. He asked permission.
Y pidió permiso para salir de la escuela para ir a la iglesia.
And he came to practically every meeting we had.
Y fue a todas las reuniones.
Every meeting. He was there, and he had 5 pages of notes.
Y tomó 5 páginas de apuntes.
And I think he's preached some, hasn't he? Preached in the streets.
Y él predicaba en las calles.
And it was powerful. Well, it was his mother.
Y era su mamá.
That we prayed for.
A quien estábamos orando.
The last night.
La última noche.
And while we were praying for her, I started asking her some questions.
Mientras orábamos por ella, le empecé a hacer algunas preguntas
there.
Porque había un caballero a su lado.
And she wanted me to pray for him for deliverance from alcohol.
Y quería que yo orara por él por la liberación del alcohol.
I said, "Is this your husband?"
Y pregunté, ¿este es tu esposo?
And she went, "No."
Y dijo, "No."
I said. She said, "We live together."
Y dijo, "No, estamos en unión libre."
You do what?
Y yo dije, ¿qué?
And I said, "Hey."
Y dije,
she was the mother of the boy.
Y él era la mamá de este muchacho.
And it wasn't his father.
Y ese no era su papá.
And I said, "You know, this is not good."
Y yo dije, esto no está bueno.
She says, "I know."
Y ella dijo, yo sé.
She said, "When you were preaching on deliverance,
cuando predicaste sobre la liberación,
and you were preaching on the adultery spirit,
y estaba predicando sobre el espíritu
and the
de adulterio y de la ramera,
and how it manifested,
y cómo se manifestaba con
she said, "I started burping."
Y yo empecé a eructar.
"I've been getting up burping every morning all week long."
Y todas las mañanas he estado eructando en las mañanas.
And she said, he's getting out.
Y él se está
he's
yendo.
Leaving.
Se va de la casa.
Praise God. I said, "You need to marry him or kick him out. One of the two."
Y dijo, lo tiene que,
we can't do this.
Se tiene que casar o se tiene que separar.
And she says, he's gone.
Y dijo, pues él se va.
And then so we prayed for her and God delivered her.
Y pues oramos por él y sí, Dios lo liberó.
And she had a lot of shame and guilt.
Y ella sentía
it was really amazing.
Pero era asombroso.
So the people get to see, "This is my God."
Pues la gente puede ver, este es mi Dios.
You know, he's my deliverer.
Él es mi libertador.
So the song of Moses is about knowing him and his strength.
Pues el cántico de Moisés se trata de conocerle a él y su fortaleza.
His salvation.
Su salvación.
That not only is he our God.
Que no solo es nuestro Dios.
Says he's my father's God.
Él es el Dios de nuestros papás.
This is my God and my father's God.
Él es mi Dios y de mi papá.
So a lot of times people know their father's God.
Mucha gente conocen el Dios de su padre.
And they see, okay, yeah, I see the Lord working in my father or my mother.
Veo al Señor trabajando en mi papá o mi mamá.
But they don't know him as their God.
Pero no lo conocen como su Dios.
It's good when you can say, "This is my God too."
Es mejor cuando puedes decir, este es mi Dios.
So a lot of times your children may see, "Yeah, this is my father's God."
Muchas veces tus hijos tal vez vean que este es el Dios de mi papá.
"This is my God."
Pero ellos tienen que llegar al punto de decir, este es mi Dios.
And when God heals and delivers you, then you know, "This is my God."
Y cuando Dios te libera y te sana, entonces sabes,
so, you know,
este es
I
mi
think
Dios.
A lot of people, they don't really know that this is God.
Yo creo que mucha gente no sabe que este es Dios.
Because he hasn't done anything.
Porque no ha hecho nada.
I mean, he hasn't done anything for me.
No ha hecho nada por
mí. How can
mí?
I call him my God?
Como yo le puedo llamar mi Dios.
You know, I he's not done anything.
No ha hecho nada por mí.
But when people see that he does something for them,
pero cuando la gente ve que ha hecho algo por uno,
then they say, "Okay, this is my God. I know who he is."
Entonces dicen, este sí es mi Dios.
And so that's what this song is about.
Y de eso se trata este cántico.
Verso 3.
The
Lord is a warrior.
Jehová es varón de guerra.
That's something we need to understand.
Eso es algo que tenemos que entender.
We need a warrior for fighting for us.
Necesitamos el guerrero.
The Lord's a warrior.
Yo, él es guerrero.
We think of Jesus as a little baby Jesus.
Pensamos en Jesús como el niñito Jesús.
Or Jesus carrying a little lamb.
O él cargando un corderito.
And we need to see he's a warrior.
Tenemos que ver que él es un guerrero.
I mean, the demons shudder when they see the Lord.
Los demonios tiemblan cuando le ven a él.
He's a warrior.
Él es un guerrero.
And so we need to know the Lord as a warrior in our life.
Tenemos que conocer al Señor como guerrero en nuestras vidas.
So this is the song they're singing. The Lord's a warrior. Man, I see who he is.
Esta es la canción que el Señor es un guerrero y yo veo cómo es él.
Verse 4. Why do they say he's a warrior?
Porque dicen que es guerrero.
Pharaoh's chariots and his armor he cast into the sea.
Echó en el mar los carros de Faraón y su ejército.
The Lord's a warrior. Look what he did. He cast the army into the sea.
Mira lo que hizo. Echó los jinetes al mar.
When you You know, it's like if you don't ever engage in warfare,
si nunca te metes en la guerra,
it's hard for you to know the Lord as a warrior.
Es difícil ver al Señor como guerrero.
You just see him as baby Jesus or something.
Solo lo ves,
you know?
como el niñito Jesús.
When God delivered these people and they saw the Pharaoh, the chariots thrown into the sea.
Cuando Dios libertó a esta gente, ellos vieron al faraón y los ejércitos en el mar.
They know he's a warrior.
Ellos saben que él es guerrero.
You know, we had some situations in Mexico that were pretty violent.
Tuvimos unas situaciones bastante violentas en México.
I think it was the Thursday morning.
Creo que era jueves por la mañana.
That we were praying, we were doing the deliverance session in the church.
Estábamos haciendo la enseñanza de liberación.
It was pretty well packed out.
Y había mucha gente ahí.
And we began to dealing with witchcraft, I think, in Catholicism.
Empezamos a hablar de la brujería de catolicismo.
And the stuff
empezamos
just started
a orar.
Popping up all over the place.
Y los demonios empezaron a salir por aquí y por allá.
I think one of the pastors and some people went to this one girl. She was 19 years old.
Y uno de los pastores fue una muchacha de 19 años.
And I'm over here praying with somebody. Next thing I know, I hear this scream.
Yo estaba orando en otro lado
and
y de pronto oí un grito.
And oh my gosh, this thing erupted and it was like the war was on, brother.
Y es como que se explotó y empezó la
and
guerra.
And this little 19-year-old girl was whooping four men.
Y esta muchachita de 19 años le estaba dando una pela a cuatro hombres.
I mean,
a
you never
hombres.
Heard such a thing.
Y nunca se había oído un alboroto así.
And some of the people that were there had never seen anything.
Y
like
alguna
that.
De la gente ahí nunca habían visto and nada así.
This one couple, they had just started coming to church.
Y un matrimonio que apenas empezó a llegar a la iglesia.
And the first thing they saw was their daughter went out like a light one
y
night.
Y lo primero que vieron
started
es que,
fighting.
Es que su,
and now they
su
see
hija.
This thing.
Entonces vieron esto.
And they are like freaking out.
Y ellos estaban escandalizando.
But before it's all over, the grandfather wound up cooking for us, and we went over their home and prayed over their home.
Pero antes de terminar todo, el abuelo nos invitó a su casa para orar en su casa.
It's amazing how the Hispanic people receive the things of God.
Es asombroso como los hispanos reciben las cosas de Dios.
If it had been Anglo people, they'd said, "Hasta la vista, see you next Easter." You know, they would have been
los anglos
there.
Hubieran dicho hasta
they would
la
have
vista.
Run, probably.
Hubieran corrido a lo mejor.
But they just stayed in the fight and stayed with us, you know.
Pero ellos
it.
Se quedaron ahí
didn't
en la pelea
up.
Y no
and
se
so
renunciaron.
This girl was just, I mean, she was throwing people around
pues
and they, everybody was screaming, the devil was screaming
gente,
and
el diablo estaba
preachers
gritando,
were screaming and
los predicadores.
Get out in the name of Jesus.
Estaban gritando,
leave me alone.
Sal en el nombre de Jesús. Déjame quieto.
I wish we need to just record this stuff.
Yo quisiera a grabar estas
just
cosas.
Set a microphone up and just in a video camera and just record all of it. So,
y vamos a tener que poner una cámara y a grabar todo.
Those things were getting stirred up very quickly.
Pero esas cosas se alborotaban bastante
rápido.
And once
rápido. They get stirred up, they're very strong.
Y cuando se alborotan,
and
son bien
so if you ever
fuertes.
Get into that situation in deliverance, once the demons manifest,
y si te pones en esa situación cuando se manifiesta el demonio,
you got to fight on your hands.
Hay que pelear.
So you try to get ahead of that if you can, but sometimes you can't.
Tratas de adelantar eso si es posible, pero a veces no es posible.
And then when that happens, then you have to resort to a lot of different tactics to try to get those things down.
Y cuando eso pasa, hay que usar diferentes tácticas para tratar de bajar eso.
And they were fighting with that thing and fighting for quite a while.
Estaban peleando por mucho tiempo.
And if you fight with them and try to hold them and restrain them.
Y si uno trata de agarrarlos, se ponen más fuertes.
If you fight them physically, they just get stronger than
si
you.
Si le peleas físicamente, se ponen más fuertes.
And, you know, eventually, I just went over there and finally took authority, and we were able to actually take the sword of the spirit and run it through that demon, and it stopped.
Y pues fui para allá y tomé la autoridad y pudimos tomar la espada del espíritu y atravesar el demonio.
And then we cast it out.
Y lo echamos fuera.
And, they ministered to her and she got reconciled to her mother, I think, wasn't it?
Y entonces ministraron a ella y ella se reconcilió con su mamá.
So there was the demonization was because of the anger towards the mother.
Y pues el problema era que tenía enojo contra su mamá.
So when I'm teaching all of you about these different entry points of the demonic,
pues cuando enseño de todas estas puertas,
we know what we're talking about here.
Sabe de lo que estamos hablando.
Because we experience this everywhere we go.
Porque experimentamos esto donde quiera que vayamos.
That was the entry point.
Y eso fue la puerta de entrada.
And so, and that those demons were very strong.
Y esos demonios eran muy fuertes.
So knowing the Lord is your deliverer.
Pues conociendo al Señor como tu libertador.
It says the choices of his officers are drowned into the sea, verse 4.
En verso 4, echó en el mar los carros de faraón y su ejército.
You got to understand this.
Tienes que entender esto.
The Egyptian army was a very powerful army.
El ejército egipcio era muy poderoso.
And God destroyed the entire army.
Y Dios destruyó todo el ejército.
By himself.
Solito.
And this is the word of the Lord that God gave us while we were up there, and it came from the church here, and it came from a word that they had up there.
Okay, esta es la palabra del Señor que Dios nos dio.
Nothing's too difficult for the Lord.
Nada es imposible para el Señor.
Boy, if we ever get that,
si entendemos eso,
I don't care what it is.
No importa qué sea.
I don't care how impossible it seems.
No importa qué tan imposible
nothing
parezca.
Nothing is too difficult for the Lord.
Nada es imposible para el
and
Señor.
And we have got to get to a place that we expect Him to do the difficult things.
Tenemos que llegar a un punto donde esperamos que Él haga las cosas difíciles.
And some of you have been through some difficult things.
Algunos de ustedes han pasado por situaciones
some
difíciles.
Some of you are going through some difficult things.
Algunos están pasando por
let
eso.
Me tell you,
déjame decirles,
nothing too difficult.
Nada es imposible.
I can guarantee you nothing is too
yo
difficult.
Se lo garantizo, nada es imposible.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you know that.
Algunos de ustedes entienden eso y han pasado por eso.
Some of you have not seen that happen yet.
Algunos no han visto eso
but
todavía.
I guarantee you nothing too difficult
pero
for
yo
the
se
Lord.
Lo garantizo, nada es imposible para el Señor.
It's not a big deal with the Lord.
No es gran cosa con Dios.
The big deal with the Lord is getting us right with the Lord.
La cosa grande para Dios es que nosotros nos
we
arreglemos
get that right,
con Él. Si arreglamos
things
eso,
will happen.
Cosas pasan.
The deeps covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone.
Los abismos los cubrieron, descendieron a las profundidades como piedra.
He said they went down like a stone. Man.
Descendieron como piedra.
Remember the millstone around Babylon's neck?
Se recuerden la piedra grande sobre el cuello de Babilonia.
Babylon goes down like a stone.
Babilonia también desciende como
all
piedra.
All these enemies that we see right now.
Pues todos estos enemigos que vemos ahora.
You know, we may have to go through some stuff for a while.
Tal vez tenemos que pasar por situaciones por un rato.
But I don't care what's going on, nothing too difficult for God.
Pero no importa lo que está pasando, nada es imposible para Dios.
We got to really start believing that.
Tenemos que creer eso.
That he can defeat any enemy.
Que él puede derrotar a cualquier enemigo.
Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
Tu diestra, oh Jehová, ha sido magnificada en poder. Tu diestra, oh Jehová, ha quebrantado al enemigo.
Remember Martin talking about the Lord just moved his finger.
Se recuerda que Martín habló de cómo el Señor solo movió su dedito.
And the chains broke.
Y se quebraron las
just
cadenas.
His hand, boom.
Solo su dedito.
Can deliver.
Eso puede liberar.
And then also you got to understand that God wants to use us as his hand and fingers.
También tiene que entender que Dios quiere usar a nosotros como sus dedos.
Some things are not going to happen without our participation in the process.
Algunas cosas no van a pasar sin que nosotros participemos.
Like when we went to Durango this time.
Como cuando fuimos a Durango esta vez.
God used us as fingers and his hand.
Dios nos usó como sus dedos.
So sometimes, you know, the Lord can do it by himself.
A veces el Señor puede hacerlo solito.
Like he did when he delivered Israel out of Egypt.
Como hizo con Israel al libertarlo.
But there are times that he uses people.
Pero a veces él usa las personas.
So you need to be ready to be the fingers of God.
Pues que estemos listos para ser los dedos de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Israel.
The meeting we're having, ¿dónde?
Wichita Falls.
In Wichita Falls. At the end of each meeting, I'm praying for each of the person that comes. You know, there was a man who had a prayer petition for his niece that had a very difficult situation in Mexico. Mm-hmm. and we prayed and we sent the word there. And the next day, the situation was resolved with no problem. In another case, there's some who receive and others that are against it. There was someone that was cleaning out the entranceway with a machete. And he was so angry that he started hitting the... ¿Cómo? He was hitting his machete against the doorway and the stones there to try to provoke Israel. And I told the Lord, either convert him or get rid of him. And the next day he was transferred.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to call upon the name of the Lord.
Tenemos que llamar el nombre de Jehová.
And say, Lord, you know, take care of this.
Decir, Dios, cuídate, tú encárgate de esto.
Start trusting what the Lord is going to do.
Y vamos a confiar en lo que Dios va a hacer.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your right hand shatters the enemy.
Tu diestra ha quebrantado al enemigo.
In the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you.
Y con la grandeza de tu poder has derribado a los que se levantaron contra ti.
I mean, anybody rises up against the Lord, he's going to overthrow them.
El que se levanta contra Dios, Dios le va a quebrantar.
You send forth your burning anger.
Enviaste tu ira.
It consumes them as chaff.
Los consumió como a hojarasca.
The blast of your nostrils, the water were piled up.
Al soplo de tu aliento se amontonaron las aguas.
The flowing water stood up like a heap. The deep were congealed in the heart of the sea.
Se juntaron los corrientes como un montón. Los abismos se encuajaron en medio del mar.
This next verse is really interesting.
El próximo verso es muy interesante.
This gives you a picture of the heart of our enemy.
Nos da un cuadro del corazón de nuestro enemigo.
This is how the enemy is.
Es como es el enemigo.
Here's what he says.
Esto es lo que dice.
The enemy said, I will pursue.
El enemigo dijo, persiguiré.
I will overtake.
Apresaré.
I will divide the spoil.
Repartiré despojos.
My desire shall be gratified against them.
Mi alma se saciará de ellos.
I will draw out my sword. My hand will destroy them.
Sacaré mi espada. Los destruirá mi mano.
Some of you have heard that voice.
Algunos han oído esa voz.
Some of you have heard that voice.
Han escuchado esa voz.
That's what he says. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to take everything you got.
Dice, te voy a matar y destruir y robar todo lo que tienes.
How did Moses know to write that?
¿Cómo Moisés sabía escribir eso?
Or to sing that song?
O cantar ese cántico.
Because he heard it.
Porque él lo había oído.
He knows what that enemy is saying.
Él sabía lo que estaba diciendo el enemigo.
And I've heard in many times in deliverance, I've heard that enemy say those things.
Y en la liberación muchas veces he oído al enemigo decir
I'm
eso.
I'm going to kill her.
La voy a matar.
They're mine.
Son mías.
I hate you.
Te odio.
I'm going to destroy her.
La voy a destruir.
I've heard it.
Yo le he oído.
And so he heard that. He knows the enemy's voice.
Y pues él también había oído eso.
So you can know the Lord's voice and you can know the enemy's voice
pues,
too.
Uno puede conocer la voz del Señor y la voz del enemigo también.
You need to learn to recognize the voice of the enemy.
Y tiene que poder reconocer la voz del enemigo.
And begin to fight against that voice.
Y combatir contra esa voz.
Because many times, you know, he's talking to you.
Porque muchas veces te habla.
And you need to talk back and say, whoa, wait a minute.
Y tú tienes que hablar.
You're not
going to
have my children.
No vas a tener
You're not going to have me. So they're singing a very powerful song here.
Pues están cantando un cántico muy poderoso.
He says, you blew with your wind.
Soplaste con tu viento.
And the sea covered them.
Los cubrió el mar.
They sank like lead in the waters.
Se hundieron como plomo en las aguas.
When God blows, it's like the Spirit. Remember, He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Spirit."
Cuando Dios respira, es como el Espíritu. Cuando
well, when God
el
blows on something,
Espíritu.
The Spirit of God comes.
Cuando Dios sopla en algo, viene el Espíritu de Dios.
And all the waters came back and covered those people.
Y todos los aguas vinieron y cubrieron al ejército.
I remember in Ezekiel, the dry bones, he said, "Speak to the wind, prophesy to the breath, come and breathe."
Cuando en el hueso de los en el valle de los huesos
the Lord
secos,
can bring life and he can kill. He can destroy.
El soplo de Dios, y él puede traer vida o también muerte.
Who is like you among the gods, O Lord?
¿Quién como tú, oh Jehová, entre
Who is
los
like
dioses?
You in majesty and holiness?
¿Quién como tú, magnífico y en
awesome in praises.
Terrible,
working wonders.
Hacedor de prodigios.
You stretched out your right hand and the earth swallowed them.
Extendiste tu diestra, la tierra los tragó.
When the Lord stretches his hand out in judgment against our enemies,
cuando Jehová extiende su diestra contra los enemigos,
then they're destroyed.
Están derrotados.
I mean, all the Lord has to do,
lo único que Dios tiene que hacer
our enemy,
para destruir a nuestros enemigos,
just take his hands.
Es solo estirar la mano.
That's all he's got to do.
Es lo único que tiene que hacer.
You know, we need to get to the place that we can move the hand of God.
Tenemos que llegar al punto donde podemos mover la mano de Dios.
I mean, if we can move his hand,
si podemos mover esa
the
mano,
enemy is destroyed.
El enemigo está destruido.
We got to learn how to fight in the spirit.
Tenemos que aprender a pelear en el espíritu.
Which means that we got to really press in prayer.
Quiere decir que tenemos que entregarnos a la oración.
We begin to receive authority and power.
Eso es donde recibimos autoridad y poder.
In your loving kindness, verse 13.
Sí, cuando dijiste en tu misericordia,
you have led the people whom you have redeemed.
A este pueblo que redimiste.
In your strength, you've guided them to your holy habitation.
Los llevaste con tu poder a tu santa morada.
All right, look what this is saying.
Mira lo que está diciendo.
God leads us in kindness.
Dios nos lleva en misericordia.
The ones he has purchased.
A quienes él ha comprado.
And the reason he does.
Y la razón por la cual.
Is to guide us into becoming a holy habitation.
Es para guiarnos a llegar a ser una santa morada.
He wants us to become a holy habitation.
Quiere que nosotros lleguemos a ser una santa morada.
Where holiness inhabits us.
Donde la santidad habita a nosotros.
And then God dwells with us in holiness.
Y entonces Dios habita con nosotros en la santidad.
We don't become a holy habitation.
Si no llegamos a ser una morada santa.
The Lord will not dwell and make us his dwelling place or his habitation.
Entonces el Señor no va a morar ahí.
So his purpose was to lead them out and make them become a holy habitation.
Pues su propósito era llevarlo afuera, pero también entonces hacerle una santa
because
morada.
Because he's going to dwell with you and me in holiness.
Porque él va a morar con nosotros en santidad.
Everybody understand that?
¿Entienden?
That was why he led them out.
Por eso los sacó.
Of course, they didn't like being a holy habitation.
Pero a ellos no les gustaba mucho ser una santa morada.
So they suffered a lot.
Y por eso sufrieron mucho.
The people heard, they tremble.
Lo oirán los pueblos y temblarán.
Anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia.
Se apoderará el dolor de la tierra de los filisteos.
So now they're singing about the other enemies that they're going to face.
Ahora están cantando de los otros enemigos a quienes van a confrontar.
And they see that enemy is going to be afraid of them.
Y ven que ese enemigo le va a tener miedo.
He said the chiefs of Edom were dismayed.
Entonces los caudillos de Edom
the leaders of Moab trembling grips them.
Y los valientes de Moab se sobrecogerá el temblor.
You cannot imagine the number of people that I've seen when we pray for them that just start shaking.
No se imaginan la cantidad de gente que se tiemblan cuando empiezo a orar por ellos.
We see that a lot as we pray for people.
Se ve eso mucho cuando oramos por la gente.
It's because the enemy's afraid.
Y es porque el enemigo tiene temor.
He begins to shake and tremble.
Empieza a temblar.
So when you see that, you can know that enemy is afraid.
Y cuando ves eso, puede ver que el enemigo tiene temor.
And so Moses knows that the enemy is afraid.
Y pues Moisés sabe que el enemigo tiene miedo.
The leaders of Moab, I'm sorry, all the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away.
Se acobardaron todos los moradores del Canaán.
Now then watch this.
Ahora mira esto.
Moses knows.
Moisés sabe
that the enemy they're getting ready to face in the promised land.
Que los enemigos a quienes van a enfrentar en la tierra prometida
is defeated.
Ya está derrotada.
He says it in this song.
Lo dice aquí en este cántico.
All these enemies,
todos estos enemigos, tienen miedo.
They're trembling.
Están temblando.
God's going to move them out of the way.
Dios lo va a remover del camino.
But guess what happened?
Pero mira lo que pasa.
It didn't happen, did it?
No pasó así.
Israelite would not go in.
Israel no quería entrar.
Moses already saw it.
Moisés ya lo había
they
visto.
Sang about it.
Cantaron acerca
so you
de
know
eso.
You can sit and you can sing and say, boy, bless the Lord, he's going to do this and he's going to do that.
Puede estar ahí cantando al bendito Jehová, va a hacer esto, lo otro,
and
aleluya.
Then the giant comes up.
Entonces sale el gigante.
You go, oh, I'm running.
Y tú dices, uy, ya me corro.
I'm getting out of here, man.
Ya me voy de aquí.
And you forget your song.
Y se te olvida tu canción.
And you forget what the Lord said.
Y se te olvida lo que dijo el Señor.
They forgot it pretty quick.
A ellos se lo olvidaron rápido.
Amen.
Amen.
Didn't take them long.
No les tomó mucho tiempo.
Here Moses saying, "Hey, we're gonna." The enemy's already afraid of.
Moisés diciéndole que los enemigos ya les tienen miedo.
In fact, if you go, okay, and this is interesting. I just now see this.
Y esto es interesante que acabo de ver esto.
If you go back into, let's see, I think it's Numbers.
Si va en, creo que es en Números.
Verse 14, this is after they rebelled.
What chapter?
Chapter 14, Numbers 14.
Capítulo 14 de Números.
Verse 8.
Verso 8.
If the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us.
Si Jehová se agradare de nosotros, él nos llevará
verse
a esta tierra.
Don't rebel,
por tanto,
and don't fear
rebeldes,
the people.
Ni temáis al pueblo.
They shall be our prey.
Porque nosotros comeremos como pan.
Their protection has been removed from them.
Su amparo se ha apartado de ellos.
That's what they just sang about in the Song of Moses.
Eso fue lo que acabaron de cantar ahí en el
so
canto
Joshua
de Moisés.
And Caleb remember that.
Pues Josué y Caleb se recuerdan de
they
eso.
They remember the song. They just sang that a few days earlier.
Ellos se recuerdan de la canción que cantaron hace unos días.
And he's trying to tell the people, look, their protection has been removed.
Y está tratando de decirle a la gente, su amparo ha sido salido, ha sido hecho a un lado, vamos para adelante.
But they wouldn't do it.
Pero no lo quisieron hacer.
They were afraid.
Tenían miedo.
And boy, you know, the Lord wants to bring us to this place.
Y el Señor nos quiere llevar a este lugar.
Of doing great things.
De hacer grandes cosas.
We have not even begun to imagine what God could do.
No hemos ni empezado a imaginar lo que Dios puede hacer.
You have no idea what God can do.
No tenemos idea de lo que Dios puede hacer.
You know, we were meeting with the pastors up in Durango.
Reunimos con los pastores ahí en Durango.
And we were out there on the land, 10 acres of land.
Estábamos ahí en el terreno de 10 acres.
And I told the pastors.
Y le dije a los pastores.
I said, okay, you can do one of two things.
Puede hacer una de dos cosas.
You can sit here and do what you've been doing.
Puedes quedar aquí y hacer lo que estaba haciendo.
And you can have your church of 30 or 40 people.
Y tener tu iglesita de 30 o 40
like you've been
miembros,
doing for the last 20 years.
Como has tenido por los últimos 20 años.
Or you can do something different.
O puede hacer algo diferente.
I said, you need to make a decision.
Tiene que hacer una decisión.
What are you going to do? You want to keep doing what you're doing? Okay, go ahead. Fine. It's okay with me.
¿Qué vas a hacer? ¿Vas a seguir lo que has estado haciendo?
But do you want to go ahead and try to do something big for God?
Pero si quieres hacer algo grande para Dios.
And I told him about the Battle of the Alamo.
Y les hablé de la batalla del Álamo.
Because they got ready to kill me then.
Y ya se pusieron para matarme.
I said, you know, there was 183 Texicans there.
Había 183 tejanos ahí.
And they had to decide.
Y tenían que decidir.
If they wanted to give their life for something bigger.
Si querían dar su vida por algo más grande.
I told him Travis drew a line in the sand in the Alamo.
Y así que uno puso una línea en la
so I got down,
la arena
I took
ahí
my
en
boot
el Alamo.
I drew a line in the sand.
Y pues yo hizo lo mismo con mi bota ahí.
And he told him step over the line if you wanted to stay and fight.
Y yo le dije pasa por la línea si te quieres quedar y pelear.
And they knew they were going to die when they stepped over.
Y sabían que si iban al otro lado iban a morir.
So I told him, I said, you want to stay and fight?
Y pues yo le dije, si quieren quedar a pelear.
I said, it may cost you.
A lo mejor te va a costar la vida.
You have to give up something.
Va a tener que renunciar algo.
And everyone of them stepped across the line.
Y cada uno se puso en el otro lado de la línea.
So we had the Battle of the Alamo right there.
Y pues tuvimos la batalla del Álamo ahí mismo.
But we're fighting a spiritual enemy here.
Pero estamos batallando un espíritu ahí.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God can do great things.
Dios puede hacer grandes cosas. Tenemos que confiar en Dios por grandes cosas. Yo estoy confiando en Dios por grandes cosas.
It's time to go on to bigger things, guys.
Pues es tiempo de ir adelante a cosas mayores.
In your life personally,
en tu vida personal,
corporately as a church,
y también como cuerpo.
Big things.
Cosas grandes.
I don't want little things anymore.
No quiero cositas ya.
Big things.
Ya quiero cosas grandes.
Amen. So I'm expecting some big things up there in Durango.
Pues estoy esperando grandes cosas.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Pues, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús, gracias.
For your goodness.
Por tu bondad.
And that you are the God of the difficult.
Y que tú eres el Dios de lo difícil.
Nothing's too difficult for you.
Nada es imposible para ti.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
You've taken us through the difficult.
Que tú nos has llevado por lo difícil.
So that we can know that you're our God.
Para saber que tú eres nuestro
Thank
Dios.
Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Gracias en el nombre
Amen.
De Jesús.
Amen.